featherweight plastic shopping bags first appeared in the marketplace in the late 1970s. Ever since, we've relied on them to lug our purchases home, and with less than 15% being recycled, most bags end up in the trash. Escaped ones can be seen blowing along curbs, hanging from shrubs, or floating in waterways, creating blight or harming wildlife. And when a plastic sack reportedly got sucked up into Arkansas legislator Denny Altus's truck engine, causing it to overheat, he decided to get revenge. The Republican representative from Fort Smith filed House Bill 1043, which, if passed, would be the first statewide ban in the United States on supermarket and convenience store single-use plastic bags. Altus declined talking on record for this story, but the bill's core intent is to encourage the use of reusable shopping bags. Still, certain supermarket managers say they're closely tracking the progress of this thing, including the manager of IGA stores and J. Max Van Hoos, vice president of store planning for Harps Food, which operates 65 stores in a three-state area.
It is kind of an emotional topic, but when you really look at it, this particular bill gives customers and certain retailers the option of using a reusable bag or using paper bags.
Van Hoos says Harps has sold 50,000 reusable bags so far, but if a ban were enacted on plastic ones?
For the most part, and on the immediate change is just going to be that people are going to start using paper bags.
Valero Gas Station and convenience store in Fayetteville offers patrons both paper and plastic.
Plastic. We use a lot of plastic, especially just for maybe they buy two pops and one ice cream bar. Well, I think that one's ridiculous, right?
Valero employee Iberica Salguero says people are trained to expect plastic bags, even for small items they could easily carry out. Valero patron Daniel Field purchased some pop, but he rejected both paper and plastic.
Because I try not to use them, but I do work at a liquor store, and people want bags for all kinds of things, and so you should go look there, because people, they use a lot of bags.
Beer and wine stores routinely overpackage bottles, first in paper sacks, placed in plastic bags, placed in used liquor cardboard boxes. As a consequence, Daniel Field said he wished the ban would extend to liquor stores. Of course, it won't. Walmart Supercenters and Sam's Clubs would not fall under Altus's bill either, but the world's largest retailer already plans to cut single-weight plastic bag use by a third worldwide at the end of 2013. It's also conducting a pilot program at three West Coast stores, charging customers 15 cents for a thicker semi-reusable bag that stand up to around 75 shopping trips, or 50 cents for a standard issue reusable bag. Results will be released later this year. Michelle Harvey's project manager with the Environmental Defense Fund Bentonville office, which consults with Walmart on environmental issues. She says consumers should not have to choose between paper or plastic.
Neither. That's the fatal flaw in the Arkansas bill. If you're going to make something, just throw it away. You shouldn't make it in the first place. And if you're going to go to the trouble of a reusable bill, then you ought to ban all single-use bags and focus on the truly sustainable strategy, which is reusable bags.
Lawmakers in California last September rejected a statewide single-use plastic bag ban. But next January, San Jose will be the first major city in the U.S. to enact one. Rob Leffler is chair of the Arkansas chapter of the Sierra Club. Speaking for himself and not his organization, he says he supports any measure that pressures consumers to move towards reusable bags, and he was impressed that Representative Altus filed this bill.
Yes, he really surprised some people. He's a conservative Republican, and he's taking this strong pro-environmental stance, and some people find that unusual. Not me. Denny Altus is in the business of recycling. That's how he makes his living. He takes care of waste products and so forth down around Fort Smith, and he really knows the facts well. He's very well informed in the area, and he's trying to be a responsible citizen and a responsible legislator.
Denny Altus does understand the business of waste recovery, having owned and operated a fiber recycling firm for some 25 years, a company he's since sold. And any plastic bag ban would likely boost the paper bag business in Arkansas. Nationwide, we consumed 10 billion paper grocery sacks last year, EPA says paper bags generate more pollution than plastic ones from manufacture to disposal, although 20% of paper bags are recycled, slightly more than plastic. And according to the Natural Cooperative Grocers Association, Americans consumed 30 billion plastic bags. If virgin material, that would be 12 million barrels of oil. Some stores, like Ozark Natural Foods in Fayetteville, only stock 100% post-consumer paper sacks, or of course sell branded co-op bags made from recycled soda bottles. Ozark Natural Foods spokesperson Jerry Huddleston.
We don't offer plastic bags. We've always offered paper. We have looked in the past, and so has the National Cooperative Grocers Association, of bringing in plastic bags. But our clientele and our owners, they don't want it. Paper is highly recyclable. It's a great product. Now, we encourage people to use their own bags, to bring in reusable bags. In order to encourage this behavior, we give them a nickel every time that they reuse their own bag, because to give them a paper bag would have cost us a nickel. So we figure it's a fair trade. And just FYI, in 2010, we gave out $3,245 worth of nickels, and that kept 64,900 paper grocery bags out of our landfills, and we're real proud of that.
And all those nickels add up, in this case, as valuable donations and register drop boxes for Nature Conservancy and Habitat for Humanity. It's a sort of twofer. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.